101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:24. Good morning. On a Thursday, 51 degrees in downtown Wadena. We're joined by Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. She's here to, once again, as she is on the first Thursday of every month, talk about what's going on in Wadena County 4-H. So, Kim, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So a lot of stuff going on, as we were just talking about off air, kind of trying to get a sense of what's going on in Wadena County 4-H, and it appears everything is going on. It's another busy month in late September, early October.
It is. Absolutely. We're wrapping up all of the state shows, and we're celebrating achievements. We're re-enrolling all of our kids. Our 4-H year starts October 1st. Mm-hmm. So kids and adults re-enroll every year. We have to recharter every one of our clubs. We recharter our county federation because we're all housed under the umbrella of Minnesota 4-H.
Sure.
And we also provide a lot of learning opportunities during this time as well.
Awesome, awesome. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. I guess let's start just how did the events in September go and what was kind of the recap on that?
Great. So we had participants at the state shoot, the state dog show, the state horse show, the Northeast Livestock Show in Little Falls. I'm sure I'm forgetting something, but participation was fantastic. We had some very successful 4-H'ers, and in my opinion, they're all successful. You know, mm-hmm. they go try and they do a great job. I help out with the state shoot in Alexandria, and it's just fun to watch everybody be so excited
right.
about their successes. And there's some disappointments too, because it's hard to perform at your best when you're out of your element and you're shooting in a different location and stuff. But we had some very successful shooters. So that was nice to see.
Awesome. Awesome. And another busy month here in October, as we've kind of talked about already, but what's on the docket for Wadena County 4-H this coming month?
So last Saturday, I held a STEM camp, as I do every year. 4-H, National 4-H puts out a STEM challenge, and this year it was about power protectors. So how we can conserve electricity, and talked about renewable energy sources. So I had some young men join me at the 4-H building last Saturday. Yesterday and Tuesday, Chris and I in the office helped out the soil and water conservation districts, and we helped host conservation days out mm-hmm. at Old Wadena. And there were over 350 fifth and sixth graders that came through
wow.
from five different schools in the county
awesome.
Or neighboring area. We had a great time. It was fun. We got to talk about fishing all day, the history of fishing. And then this Saturday wraps up my final day of poultry camp. It's been a three-session series and learning all about birds. And then Sunday, we have our end-of-the-year awards ceremony. So all families are invited. It's a potluck Sunday evening. And then at the end of October, we're going to start our first day on we're calling it Clover Buddies.
Okay.
I met with a couple of very excited and ambitious moms who have young 4-H'ers, anywhere from kindergarten to second grade. And we've got a bunch of them in Wadena County. We've got about 68 enrolled. So we wanted to give them a special day for learning. And we're going to try to do it once a month for a couple hours on a Saturday morning and see how everything goes.
All right, awesome. I mean, it's really cool because as we talked about a little bit here off air as well, just all those kids being there and being introduced to 4-H, just how unique of an opportunity is that and how great is it to be able to see those kind of numbers in this community?
Oh, it makes me smile. It makes me so happy. Our enrollment has increased ever since I started, and just by a few here or there, but that means we're reaching more kids. We're mm-hmm. reaching more people, and families are making 4-H a priority, which I really appreciate.
Awesome. And for anybody out there who has a kid or any kid who's listening, what's your pitch to anybody who's on the fence about maybe adding to those numbers as well?
Well, as I was telling the kids for the last couple of days, 4-H is an extracurricular activity that involves the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
We take kids from kindergarten to 1 year in college. We encourage families and parents to get involved and volunteer in something that they are interested in. And it warms my heart because it brings you back together as a family.
Awesome. I mean, yeah, everything about that, really, really great. Hey, Kim, if anybody wants any information on Wadena County 4-H, whether they want to enroll their kid, whether there's an adult that wants to help volunteer their time to help look after and guide all these little kids as well, where can they do that? How can they get a hold of you? Where can they get that information?
Chris and I are in the highway department building, which is 221 Harry Rich Drive, right next to Truck and Trailer Repair. So stop by anytime. You can call us at 631-7623. Or probably the easiest way is to look us up on Facebook under Wadena County 4-H and get a hold of us that way.
All right, awesome. Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. She joins us on the first Thursday of every month to discuss what's going on in the recap, what's going on in the previous month, talk about what's coming up as well with Wadena County 4-H. Kim, great to have you in the studio. Great to chat with you again. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can find it on our website, wadenaradio.com, as well as the KWAD Facebook page.